we got wings. I've nothing to do, no, just wanna be so carefree. We got wings.
Listening to Radio Statler, I'm here with Rodent, who is going to be discussing 2600net.
That's me, I'm the Rodent.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Alright, so we're going to talk about IRC.2600.net, something I've been involved with for a few years now, at least. And I'm the only one that got up this morning, so I'm eating my breakfast and getting my coffee in me, but... Anyways, you can find us at irc.2600.net, and there's a wide range of channels there and many different groups besides just 2600 that resides there. And let's see, I usually co-host or do this with Beav, and he's also a hoster and contributed to the IRC network there. And basically, it's just our small little piece of the IRC community there. And there's a lot of other big networks, but this is one that's originally started directly by 2600, the magazine. And Emmanuel, he points the DNS to us, so I run the 2600 channels, you know, per his direction. But then there's a lot of other groups that are on the network that they have nothing to do with 2600 or just have similar mindsets about some things, and they reside on the network as well. So it's stable, and it's gone through its own challenges because of 2600 or because of just some of the type of people that are on there. You can, you know, sometimes the network's been DOSed and attacked and all kinds of floods and stupidness, but we're able to handle it, not that bad. The operators and the people that we have running it, there aren't that many operators. It's mostly just me and Beav and a few other guys that help whenever there's like a botnet. So, but it's usually, it's pretty quiet. So anyways, the main channel in there is #2600, and I'm going to join in there here in a second and see if anyone's saying anything and spamming. But so I just woke up here a little bit ago. I think I'm on the network. No. No, not yet. Not that I've heard of. So now I'm connected, and I haven't really told many people that I was going to be doing this. I mean, Beav knew, and a few other people knew, so I'm not sure.
Well, if you tell those 160 people sitting there, maybe they'll all tune in.
Yeah, no doubt. So I think I have that. I was spamming this. Where was I telling people?
Just flood all the channels with it. You're an opera.
I can do a global. Yeah, hold on. Where is your stream information? Stream information. Listen live. Nothing to paste. There we go. Did you guys fix the phone lines?
Yeah, but we can't actually talk to him from in here.
Only from out there?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of good that does.
I know.
Wow. So if our engineer out there could keep an eye out for Emmanuel, he said he'd stop by the show, but he said to grab him before he came in. So, all right. So I'm on IRC right now. I'm just chilling. That's what we do out there. That's what it's all about, I think. We don't get into too much of the drama, but we try to avoid that. But it's, like I said, there's a lot more other groups out there besides just 2600.net and or 2600. So anyways, I got the world's only hacker dog here. He kind of helps me with the IRC network. You'll see in, instead of Chanserve, it's Sid. He's my dog. He rules with an iron fist. So I'm just enjoying my coffee. Eventually, I'm going to need a screwdriver. I did get this new cellular modem for my laptop, so I was going to put that in. That's what we do. If you're interested in just hanging out with the 2600 folks, that the people that are on IRC, you just go to #2600 on irc.2600.net. And there's a lot of other channels there for different states, countries, CA2600 for California. Or 2600 CA for Canada. So yeah, lots of Canadians, lots of interesting people on there. So I'm in #2600 right now, and then also Radio Statler is on. See the Radio Statler group, they're on here. And so like Radio Pound Radio Dash Statler, obviously people are in there and they're listening. Woo! So the conference is pretty interesting. We do always run the Pound Hope channel for the conference, and that's been going since the last Hope. So Yeah, it's a good place. You know, I'm not. It's kind of interesting talking with people recently. Some people just have never even heard of IRC. But to me, I think it should always be a mainstay. There's a, you know, it's one of the most stablest, earliest protocols around. And maybe we got someone else here joining us from IRC land. Who's this?
This is FTP.
FTP. Speaking of old protocols, the original protocols. All that loveliness. Well, FTP, I'm Rodin.
Rodin, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. All right, so I just got on the IRC and I was just kind of rambling on about, you know, all the different groups that are on 2600.net and just kind of talking about the different channels and started talking about Radio Statler and kind of catch up on today. So I'm just drinking my coffee. I'm still waking up. I'm the only one that made it up this morning. There's going to be two other guys to be here. But
well, are you really surprised? I mean, they're probably up late talking on IRC.
No, and when I went to bed, quite possibly, when I went to bed, I told them, I was like, oh man, our show's at 11, so got to get some sleep and wake up. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, no problem. No. So anyways. So this is our second Hope, and I was also talking about the Pound Hope channel. And it's kind of interesting, as people have hung out in there and got to know each other from the previous Hope. Now some people, when they're in their IRC, and most conversations just start by saying Hope. And so it's like the battle cry, Hope, 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 in all the different ways that you can say it. And so sometimes the conversation just starts that way. You know, someone says Hope, and then three or four other people say it, and then the conversation starts. You know, it's like the authentication protocol. What's this guy? M3 Tame DX?
Yeah. No fly in the cup.
Check if there's no fly in the cup.
I guess he's talking about your coffee.
Oh. It came sealed, so no one had a chance to alter, molest my coffee yet.
Well, we got some interesting stuff on the wall that might have made its way in.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday when we did the Telefreak show, and yeah. So is that you, Spikma?
Yep.
And this is your bandwidth?
It is my bandwidth.
All right.
Yes.
Nice. Well, I'm used to a lot of people using my bandwidth. For one of my projects is 2600.net. They use a lot of my bandwidth. Well, IRC generally uses very, very little bandwidth, but every once
in
a while.
Until you get DDoS.
Yeah, then it's a lot of bandwidth and a lot of BS, but
have y'all handled any, like, super large DDoSes?
I think the largest that we sustained was a few years ago, and it was, like, 2.5 gigs per second. So it wasn't, like, phenomenal, but it was, you know, for 2600, I was like, ooh, these guys might mean a little business.
Yeah.
But it ended up being nothing, like, yeah. Because, I mean, that was an interesting story, because going through all the defense and finding out who was doing it and all this stuff, I found out that it was not the guy that was, it was someone else's botnet.
Right.
And he was telling them, oh, go attack this. And they didn't know that it was us. So when I tracked down who was running the botnet, like, for real, they were, like, really apologetic. And it wasn't that guy, and that guy got totally ostracized. And, you know, because they're like, we don't give a shit about 2600. Why would we be DOSing you? And I was like, well, how about do a reverse lookup on the fucking IP next time? So, anyways, it was, we've
typical,
dealt with
typical kiddies.
Yeah, they are. They're just, you know.
Right, you know, I've had a server with one user on it get hammered with like 800 meg. Just totally out of the blue.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, an IRC server. Let's hit it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. Freaking kiddies.
So, in all kinds, people have tried to attack all kinds of stuff about it. You know, either flooding the channels or actually hitting the box and not even hitting the IRC, but all different variations. SYN floods, UDP floods. We once got like a SYN flood on port 80 for no reason, and we could handle it, and it was just like, oh, we're getting DOS. And I looked at it, and I'm like, what? None of these machines run. I mean, they're just purely IRC servers, nothing else on them, no shells, no web services, nothing. And like, they're SYN flooding port 80. Like, they didn't even look, like, what's the best port we could hit them on? Maybe we could use up some RCD resources if we cause a bunch of connections to that. No, let's send it to 80, make it really easy to block and to end a log and filter. You know, it wasn't wasn't any big deal.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that get started out in the hacking community, and 2600 is obviously
an
interesting target.
It is like I mean, not to say anything bad about it, but it is the entry door. You're like, you want to get into hacking? Welcome to 2600.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and people just walk into the conference and they're like, you know, well, how do I hack someone?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why do you want to hack them?
Yeah, well, we get it a lot too, where people are, people are like, you know, sometimes their first question is like, how do I get into my girlfriend's email? Like, dude. I point them to www.2600.com. So, start reading, dude.
Yeah.
And you got issues if you're trying to read your girlfriend's email. So, Adios Mio's out there in Pound 2600. He's like, yo, yo. And there are some people in Hope who are saying stuff. Handler.
Hopeson.
Hopeson.
Ack.
Exactly.
Is this on FNet or Undernet?
No, it's its own network.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we have a bunch of servers out there. Not a bunch, but I haven't felt the need to add any more. We have servers in Chicago, San Diego, the UK, Hungary, and Florida. And then I've been really pushing and trying for a...
European? Or?
Well, no, I have the UK and Hungary.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, Hungary's, believe it or not, even they're not having coups and stuff, have a pretty reliable data center. Like, I was worried about that. I had that server down there for a while, and it's a dedicated box. And, like, when they had the coup, I, like, called up my contacts at the data center over SIPVoIP for, like, you guys, everything gonna be alright? He's like, oh, is this government? Like, right on. Like, you guys can stay in business. I don't gotta worry about, you know. So, wasn't any big deal. But yeah, it's its own network, and the domain is off of Emmanuel's 2600 Enterprises, so 2600.net, and he does DNS for us. And it started a long time ago where I've been an avid reader and contributor to the magazine, and only gone to two Hopes, but a long time ago I started chatting, like around 2003 I started chatting on it and found it, and it was like I picked it up again and found the IRC, and it was only like one or two servers, I think it was two, but it was always going up and down, it was always having issues and getting DOS and stupid floods. Yeah, I'm timing out, it's catching up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's the network here. It's not...
Are you on the public Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Should have set up a local IRC server for the conference.
Yeah, Telefreak and myself, I mean, we usually do a lot of cool stuff. It all depends, but we've been so busy with work, I haven't set up anything like that. There was a time where I had a laptop with wireless, and it was like a remote IRC server. So, like, on public Wi-Fis and stuff, you could get on their subnet, and not anyone really knew it unless you knew. So, but, so I started getting involved with it a long time ago where they were having troubles hosting it, and a lot of it was personnel issues where just they had flaky people involved. And so I offered to throw him a box, you know, hey, at least I can keep the box up and stable. You guys deal with the politics and the administration of it. And but that's kind of how it started for the beginning, where they said, well, we won't take a box from you unless you're like part of it. And so I've done that for everyone that that I've had included with the project, is to keep the same thought. You can't just throw hardware at it. You have to be involved with it more than just that. So I ended up hosting a server with Shardy and Miles and a few other guys, and it kind of grew from there. So it evolved. When I first started doing this, it was like maybe 200 users at the most, and it hasn't grown like a ton, but it has gone to...
Whoa, just happened.
I think my laptop is tripping out.
Oh. Nice. Someone just owned your laptop there?
No, I don't think so. No. That's
probably a lot of DOS packets flying around on 802.11 right now.
Yeah. Well, I have another laptop. I could have brought it, but didn't really want to. But I have a specific laptop just for wireless hacking. Sometimes when I'm bored, I'll sit there at the airport.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I got a nice little Alpha chipset that I use.
Yeah, yeah.
Backtrack's already installed. Might need to go, probably pop a little hard drive out,
but
my other
drive. Nice. Yeah, I use a lot of external hard drives, and I have a Backtrack drive, and, but yeah. Uh-oh.
I got yelled at for not talking into the mic.
So, yeah, it looks like my laptop is just rebooting for Windows updates, maybe. That was, should have asked me. That was pretty crazy. So this is my new laptop. I haven't been fooling with it a whole lot, but, it's a Dell XT, and it's a tablet-type thing. And it works pretty good, but it has done some pretty weird things prior
to this. Like rebooting on its own?
No, not quite like that, but times where like the screen will go black. It's still active, but then something goes weird with the touchscreen. So, you know, what can you expect for free? You know, so.
Preparing to configure Windows.
That's Windows updates.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite IRC client?
I use Irisi, and then also XChat, depending on what I'm doing, but mostly it's like screen through Irisi, and, you know, before that it was Epic, and, you know, I'm a pretty old guy. I've been involved with, you know, technology since I was a kid running BBSs, and so I ran Anthrax BBS for like 6 years when I was a kid, from like 15 to 19, or, into my 20s. So it was wasn't a hard transition to go into IRC. You know, once like the internet came out, I mean, I was gophering in Usenet and worked for an ISP and then helping them push up their Usenet so I could get the boards I wanted spooled. So, but yeah, my favorite IRC client is usually with my Linux shell or Unix shell and a screen and to keep its session open, and then Irisi.
Yeah, that seems to be the way to go. You know, you can just SSH to another box, have your screen up, have your client running in there.
Yeah. And the discussion comes up a lot about the security of IRC, and obviously the protocol is inherently insecure. It's all clear text, just like Telnet. But there are SSL that you can have, and we do that, but I don't use a certificate authority for it. It's just self-signed certs from the box. So, hi, Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
Bunny!
Good morning.
I'm going to wait for a few hours.
Oh, really?
She got all chatty.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
we'll
follow you. Enough space there?
So joining us is the Bunny. The Bunny.
Is this one on?
Is it on?
It sounds like it.
Okay. I can't hear anything, obviously. So, hi. For a moment, because I need a cigarette still. I've been up for 2 hours with no cigarette.
Are you allowed to smoke in here?
I wish.
Oh. I was going to say.
So we're sitting. You set the roof on fire?
I'm already afraid the roof's going to fall on me. I don't really want to set on fire, because then it will fall. In flames.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Do you have any more earbuds?
You can
pass
one.
You can keep it. I'm just asking. I mean, I can all hear you, so I'm not...
No, sure. I think those are the... They're sharing one, and here we can...
Is it a standard, like, 3.5 millimeter?
The jack?
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring mine. I kept... They tell myself all day yesterday, bring my earbuds.
Yeah. Bring them. So we do get a lot of wide range of people on there, and different IRC clients. I mean, even recently someone was using like the iPad.
XChat.
Yeah.
Best one ever.
Yeah, I was going to get onto that. See, like I use Irisi for certain types of stuff, and then depending on what computer I'm on, I have a
You're going to kill me.
Yeah, okay, Nikod.
I got headphones.
Yay.
He's going to stab you from the other room. But we can just sort of like hold the door closed, and then... You might have to climb over and break the ceiling.
He's going to just start shaking the walls, and the ceiling's just going to fall in and kill us all.
So, and then also, depending on which computer I'm using, I'll also...
I did my hair, too, by the way. This is going to mess up my hair.
It looks
fine.
So
everybody knows.
Thanks for letting us know.
You can trade. Maybe.
You look like Princess Leia now. So also I use XChat through a ZNC or BNC. And so I just connect to that a lot of times. And then I can use both, actually. The ZNC is pretty slick. And they keep it maintained. But like graphical stuff, I like XChat. But like I said, recently someone was using like the iPad chat client out there. And so we get all kinds of IRC clients out there. And then earlier I was telling, talking a little bit about how Sid, my dog, who's the world's only hacker dog, he's the persona for ChanServe. So instead of ChanServe, it's called, like, you can set it so either ChanServe's in your channel or so that there's like a bot there. And it's just a rudimentary bot that just runs like the same stuff that ChanServe does.
Yeah.
And so the default one is my dog, Sid. So at all the 2,600 channels, there's Sid who's kicking and banning at will because he's vicious. And
he's actually doing that quite often recently now that Radio Statler and Hope have a few more people. Everybody keeps talking to themselves way too much. And
really?
Apparently I put the flood kickers on a little too well, and I've been watching people get kicked.
That's not a bad thing.
I'm watching them get kicked like all day long yesterday, saying, "Stop flooding," and I'm like, "Oops, sorry, guys."
And you can tweak those. Some of the, the help you can
read. By the way, just so you know,
what's that?
I found this out, and it bugs me. You can only tweak Sid if you are an SOP. You cannot do
AOP.
It as an automatic. Yeah, you cannot do it as an automatic.
What services are you using?
An OP.
Oh. Yeah, you can't really do anything with BotServe from unless you're a founder or super up.
Yeah, well, for a while we've ran Anopi and it's been pretty good, mostly for the defensive stuff. Like it does like DEFCON, so like you can set different levels and it tweaks different stuff. So like earlier I was talking about all the different types of attacks. We've also had attacks where people would just connect with bots just to throw garbage in the NixServe database. So, like, I have a defense condition for that, so that when I see these douches doing that, well, I turn that on, and then people can't create Nix. So, like, problem solved. And then their botnet is worthless, and they're like, "Damn it! Damn you, Rodent!" So, sometimes they'll learn new tricks, and they'll, like, okay, well, they turn that down, let me turn that off, let me try something else, and they'll teach their bot another trick, and then... So, but usually they give up after one or two tries, because, you know...
And after flaming you in a private message, of course.
Yeah, lots of people do that. They'd be like, "Where are you? You need to fix this now! Die!" So, it's interesting, but, yeah, I do use XChat a lot. Like, here's XChat. Mm-hmm. And I was just getting ready to bring it up, and then but I use SilverX's. I think it's XChat is a great project and it's open source. But but for them to charge, you know, $29 or $30 for
Windows,
for
the Windows.
Well, I think it's just because
they're like, "Oh, the development environment's so hard to put together and for us to maintain."
I don't think it's hard. I think it's the fact that he just doesn't ever use Windows, and the fact that he has to go out of his way to do it,
like have a Windows VM.
Well, yeah, but some people just do not want to use it at all. So, I mean, I can kind of see it.
I mean, he could script even
like I would like if I had to go
different paths.
If I had to go write something for like a Mac OS, I'd be like, "Yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to charge it because that's out of my."
Yeah, but Mac users are different. Mac users have a ton of money and
that's true.
Like
that's
pretty. I love it.
But I don't know.
Mac users don't mind paying for good software.
Well, yeah, and it's also, you know, probably a good idea because everybody has, you know, everybody's Windows. No one really uses anything else. Well, Mac OS is finally, you know, going up. But everybody has Windows, so it's a great way to get money. You know, I'll just pay, for, you know, make everybody pay who's actually using it. So, I imagine he gets more downloads for the Windows anyways. So, assuming.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Yeah, so that's why you probably charge him for it.
Yeah, the only time that I see XChat heavily used is people's, like, default Linux install or Ubuntu install that has XChat, and then they connect to the very first IRC network server in the list. That's ours. Like, what's this about? It's so funny. Some people will come in and connect to the default channel, and they're like, "What is this about?" And we're like, "Hackers." And they're like, "Quit." So, I have worked to try to keep the network listed in the default IRC servers. It's really hard to get into IRC's default, like, IRC network servers. Like, and they just don't respond. I've asked them, and for a while we're in Merck's, but then now we're not large enough for Merck or something. I'm not sure what it's about, but some people complain like we don't want us listed in the Merck client.
It's all like overrated because everybody who doesn't know anything just goes for it because it's the first one you find in Google when you're like, "I need an IRC client."
Yeah, no, and that's what it is. And that's what happens. So we get a lot of weird people like that. But then there's
it also attracts all the script kiddies.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They no, just being the 2600 IRC attracts all the script kiddies.
You have both problems, though. I mean, if it was the default client for Merck and...
Oh, we get it. We always get it all. I mean,
yeah.
And then there's those people that actually come and they're like, hey, maybe I want to be a hacker. And then they hang out for a while and then they're like, immediately become a script kiddie or, you know.
You know the sad thing? Okay, so I have lots of friends who aren't exactly the most computer savvy, but they're pretty nerdy in their own ways. However, half of them are scared to go near the 2600 network.
Why?
Because they're so afraid that everybody's so more leecher than them that the moment they ask their question, they're just going to get banned. And you know, I'm like,
or hacked. They're like, they'll hack me.
No, not that. No, none of my friends ever had that, you know, that issue. They're always like, I don't want to go there and ask it because they're going to be like, oh God, you're stupid, banned. And I'm like, eh, I got your back. Just go ask it and then I'll just... bad them.
I've always seen.
But yeah, I kind of wish we wouldn't be so elite that my pretty computer savvy friends can't go ask.
Well, it shouldn't be that way.
I know, but we do. They're all scared. People outside it are all scared.
They're like hackers. Oh my God. Most of the people on there are just enthusiasts. You know, there's like a few, at least on the 2600 channels, the ones that I know are.
He's connecting to 2600 net because we can't even see what's going on.
My laptop.
Maybe we're getting asked questions.
That's a good point. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Outside communication might be nice. Speaking of which, Nick God, can we get some phones?
Oh, speaking of... Oh, I'll just do that. I'll say that after I'm out. So I don't... We had a schedule switch last night. At the 5 o'clock shows, we're doing something different, and we need the phones to be
working.
Ready and working.
Well, supposedly there's phones working now.
Oh, are they?
Maybe.
That would be great.
Maybe.
We need them working by at least 5. We want them working
If you actually want to talk to us, maybe you should just flood the phone lines right now. That'd be kind of awesome.
Or go in and flood the IRC.
Yeah, or flood the IRC.
Yeah, because I'm sure nobody, you know, like the 200 people sitting in the 2600 channel have no idea that we're talking about them.
No, I posted in there.
Oh, did you?
I did. Yeah. But I should spam it more.
So the Radio Statler call-in number is 212-888-9033 if you're interested in flooding the phone lines. Maybe one or two calls can get patched through, if we're lucky.
Now, what's the problem with it? Because I can flood that in Telefreak. I can get a lot of people to call or try.
It shouldn't really be much of an issue on delivery.
I hear Nick God saying asshole from outside of the booth.
So are these calls going to be screened, hopefully?
I doubt it.
No. Sort of screened.
Well, we have a better setup than the last hope. I mean, it was like one phone, and it would just ring off the hook. And they just sort of pass calls through. It's great. It's probably why my girlfriend didn't come to this hope.
And what's the number? Sorry.
I don't have it memorized yet. I should. We had it on here in a piece of paper.
It's 212-888-9033.
We got someone's email address.
Handler lives listening. He probably suited up and telephoned.
Oh, JJ said fuckers.
Oh, is he?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's an ass for not being here. Little Mr. Handler. Hanging out in Canada.
Yeah, wasn't
Canada.
He supposed to be here?
He's in Canada.
He was here last time. What the hell? Handler.
Apparently he said he was too poor or something. I don't know.
Are you a poor Canadian?
He couldn't handle driving from Canada or something.
What?
I bet he's too busy with his girlfriend is what it is.
Oh, yeah, he has one of them now, right?
He did.
Did?
He does. No, I was thinking like he managed. Yeah, he did. He did done it.
Like done it?
I'm pretty sure he did done it. So the calls are going to come in. They're going to figure out how to pipe them in here. Is that what it is?
Have you guys drawn on the walls yet?
I drew a little something up there.
The Telefreak one?
Yeah.
Oh, one. During the Telefreak talk?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. So I'm glad you guys are running the Radio Statler channel on there. That's pretty cool. You guys almost have 100 users.
I know, isn't it great? Normally that awesome. Channel has like 10 of us, and it's mostly like me, about 3 of AT Geek's names, and like Darko and Sid.
Well, yeah, you got like 60-something right now, or 58.
Sweet. Yeah, it's slowly moving up. Like yesterday, it was increasing by every 30 minutes. We were getting a couple more and a couple more.
When I first went to, we got a lot of listeners, 122 of 300.
Nice. Now, if we can just get the rest of those channels to get on, I think you should do a global.
Yeah. You should tell them now, or you're going to kill it so nobody can chat on IRC. It's a do or die.
I mean, this is 2600 net. Come on. We're talking about you. Don't you want to be a part of it?
And let me get...
It's radio.toast.net.
Where's Lindsay at right now? I don't know. Go grab her.
Yeah, everyone's asleep.
I think she's awake.
They were up too late on IRC.
Maybe. Isn't Lindsay over at the info desk over here? Because she's helping the volunteer thing, so I was thinking she was hanging out over here. Wonder if she can hear us.
We're talking about you.
Yeah, is Lindsay actually... She was on there last night during the concerts. Me and her were chatting on IRC. Is she there now? Be like, you know, bitch, get your ass over to booth. Just like that, too.
There.
Let's watch it get up to 300 now. I'm just going to keep refreshing my phone.
Wait, what were we at?
We're at 122. We're up to 127.
I'm going to guess we're going to hit 141, and then it's not going to go any further. Let's see if I...
Oh, nope, we're phone. Getting calls.
Phone calls.
Yay.
Someone's going to flame us on a phone. They're going to troll us.
It's okay.
I don't hear asshole over the wall yet.
I'll put that in the global, too.
They're going to start calling me awful names that make me so sad.
Nope, 130.
130?
Yeah.
We got 11 more to go. Then we'll find out whether I'm right.
I spammed it pretty good. Radio Statler, radio.hope.net, listen now, 2600 net radio show. We're talking about you. Pound radio dash Statler, call in to the number
134.
On the area.
134.
212-888-9033.
We can talk about. We have a question real quick, by the way. Who's sitting next to me?
Oh, I'm.
This is FTP.
Who?
FTP. All those files FTP? You transfer,
file transfer
to him. Goes through him?
Yeah.
Wow, you're used a lot.
I don't know, not anymore. I mean, everybody's doing the FTPS thing
around. Well, you're kind of used. I mean, you got to give up. At some point, you become old. But now we can talk about our likes and dislikes. I mean, I don't know about... Well, I guess you would have to do it. I don't know how big your network is, but at least being an op on IRC.
His network is massive.
You mean massive, all like 20 users?
Yeah. Although I used to run an FNet server.
I was in there once.
Yeah.
For the secret room for Radio Statler, and then we moved it back to the 2600 network. And that's...
That was depressing. We even had a local one. I mean...
What, a local channel?
No, we had a server sitting at the conference.
Mm.
And people used it, and then all of a sudden it was on 2600 net. So, what can you do?
Yeah, this is your rival. You're actually sitting next to your archenemy.
Nah.
Really? Is that why you...
That's why he's here. He's
that's
here
why
actually.
I wanted to sit in here. And...
Yeah, he's here to foil your talk.
No, so far he hasn't done that.
Where are we at now?
Are
we getting there? Are we getting more people?
Let's see. 141.
We're at 141?
Yes. 141 listeners.
It's gonna pass it. I'm just going to look like an idiot now.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of people joining your channel now.
Oh, 142.
Oh, you're up to 63.
You want to go put a condom on the Ethernet?
Yes, we need to get more people in my room.
143.
It was a happening channel last time. And then everybody died off, you know, once we all stopped having a show.
Well
five
people
joined.
On IRC are hearing ringing, but we're not getting any calls patched through. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I hear ringing.
They're just answering the call. Answer the phone.
I hear ringing out there, but we're not getting told the phone rings.
Yeah, come on, Dino.
They probably don't work. They probably just lied and said, yeah, they work, and just hope that no one will want to call us.
Well, of course. We can make them call. Isn't Dino our engineer? Isn't he supposed to?
Is
my
is
producer?
It, is it Dino? Oh, no, he's your. We have you have a producer. And you have a.
You know what you should do?
You have an engineer. The engineer
you should
is
change 2600's the channel topic to be the phone number.
All right.
Oh, good lord.
I'm kind of glad that Nick got cleaned up a little bit for the conference.
He is not cleaned up.
6 inches.
He cut his hair and grew a beard even longer. So now he looks unproportional. Well, at least maybe it just looks longer. Is it actually longer?
Yeah. Oh. What? Oh.
It's ringing, but
What about, is there a way just to put,
we'll just, you know, keep flooding the phone number. It's okay.
Can we just make one of them get on the mic and they can just speak what the phone call says? We can just make them do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, make them a messenger. He's gonna love that. And then we can kill the messenger.
Ooh.
Alright, there, I topicked it and found 2600.
I'm amazed people aren't asking questions on IRC. I mean,
they're like, whatever, we don't care.
There's Setien looking for Lindsay.
I mean,
he's like a sad little puppy. Like,
yeah.
Oh man, we're back down to 131. Did you put a condom on the Ethernet or something?
No, because it got past 141, so I was wrong. There's that one he snuck by.
It was Handler that called in.
Was it?
Yeah.
Aww.
He's like, they told me it doesn't work. I told him to keep calling and calling and calling over and over.
Drive them nuts. Make it so much that they actually fix it, just so, you know, they would stop doing that.
Well,
if we get it so much, they're going to fix it just so they can get through their call. And then they don't have to call back.
Yeah, there you go.
It's motivation.
So how is he my arch enemy? I didn't quite get that.
Because he has his little Oceanus network, and it sucks.
Oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's the one we ran away from. That's where we had our original secret radio Statler channel for us to discuss, you know, plot and plan. And then we're like, we just went right back to 2600 network.
Well, I've talked about quite a few different groups that are on there, and I welcome that. Some people will be like, oh, it's all 2600. Like, no, not really. There's other people that hang out here. There's different software projects that point their default channel to there, and... You know, Beav has a couple of them, and then another guy wrote his own IRC client in Java or something, and his default channel is, like, into here.
Nice.
And so other groups hang out here, and there's also, like, all those kiddies from InfoLeak, and, you know, those guys don't claim anything. They, like, are anti-2600, but they hang out there. And so...
Even if they hate you, they hang out.
Yeah, no, that's fine. They can hate, and it's not like I'm 2600. That's just kind of how it started, and that... But, like, the 2600 channels, you know, I get direction from Emmanuel so that those channels are ran how he suggests. But mostly the channel ops who end up being in there, I let them deal with the channels. Like, I try to stay out of it until, like, they all are complaining to me.
It doesn't really help because everybody knows, even though he doesn't have the little op dot next to his name, everybody just still knows and everybody just goes to him and complains.
Yeah, so channel operators can't work something out, then they, like, come to a network operator, like, either me or Beav, and Beav never replies. He's just like, he'll fix things and do stuff, but mostly he's just like, trauma, close, slash win CO. So I'll get on IRC and I'll connect to my BNC, and then it's like all these private messages. I'm like, oh, crap, what is it? I read them, like, okay, 5 complaints for this one channel, I better go look at it, so, and then I'll deal with it, and then most of the time I still stay out of it. I'll tell people, well, you guys need to work it out, or it's a technical issue that they're having trouble managing the channel, and then I'll help them with that. But some people, like, in cases with the 2600 channels, some channels will start to go a little awry, and people are arguing over ops and stuff, and so I'll just reset the founder back to a manual and let it run with no ops and put Sid in there. And then they're like, what? I'm like, you're in a 2600 channel. If you got an issue, take it up with a manual. Like, email him, dude. I don't, you know, if you guys can't play friendly in the sandbox for a stupid 2600 channel, or I tell them, go create your own channel. And I don't care. Do whatever you want in there. I've come across guys who are running, like, botnet channels in there, and that happens. And I watch the user account, and I have a graph for it, and,
Oh, is that the graph that I spiked one day?
About that same graph? Yeah, you probably...
That I spiked it, like, one day, and I don't know what I did?
You probably do. You spike everything. The Kool-Aid, like...
Nice.
You do.
Well, like as soon as you came into the room, I mean the user count just went up for the stream. So,
are you serious?
Well, yeah.
What was it?
It was like 40, and now it's like 141 again.
It's because I have boobs.
Is that what it is?
They can't see them, but they know I have them.
They're actually thinking about them right now. They're like,
they are.
They're right there.
Right now. Yeah. Right now. See, I hope to God they don't look like that. Those are the most misshapen boobs ever.
One of them's like retardedly large.
Exactly. Right,
well, look at the note under the boobs.
Johnny
Christmas was in the cooter. All
that was
right.
Me. That was during when we were all in here, when it was Johnny and Blue and Cooter and I were all in here. I turned around and wrote that. And actually, I think Cooter did not know that until just now. Or, no, was it Johnny? Oh, no, it was Johnny that asked who wrote it, and I blamed Cooter.
Oh, phone's ringing.
Oh, we're talking about Cooter now, that's why.
Yeah.
Except for it's the wrong kind of Cooter. We're talking about this.
You know what his dad's name is, right?
Yes, he did tell me what his dad's name is.
Dr. Dick Cooter.
Yes.
Oh.
Seriously?
That's why I call him Harry Cooter now. He told me, you're just Harry Cooter now.
Does his middle name start with N? So he's Dr. Dick N. Cooter? Dick Norman
awesome.
Cooter.
Hey, Nick God, what's your dad's middle name?
I don't think he's listening.
Maybe on the phone.
Norman.
People probably think of him all on the phone.
Nick God. We found out if you say Nick God really fast, it sounds like you're saying naked over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
It's a fun fact for today.
I had no idea.
So, what are the majority of the complaints that you guys get on the 2600 IRC servers?
A-Freak's outside. Colin?
Yeah, he can come in.
Yeah, he can come in.
So, like, as far as channel issues and stuff like that?
If the network is down, the network is down.
When the website's down.
You go blame Chip.
Exactly.
You play Halo on your Mac.
So, I think
hey,
probably
we got another IRC one in. Not that he's special, because I don't think he's special.
Should we move some of the mics
Very upset when you de-op him, and then he has to do it automatically. But since he can't figure out how to use ChanSurf commands, he has to leave the channel and come back to get his ops back.
So Nick God's mom just texted me and just said, AKA the dick.
Wait, is Cooter's mom listening to us?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is awesome. Hi, Cooter's mom.
Yeah. Is Cooter's mom a cougar? No, that is very, very cool. Nice job, mom. A-Freak is joining us. You can say hi.
Hello.
Where's anybody else? Where's Lindsay or Rogue or
Lindsay's working.
This is working right here. She needs to be here working. She works on the IRC for free. Yeah. So she'd be here working for free as well. That's what I say.
For free on IRC?
Yeah, she's one of the ops. I think it's just for
you don't pay her anything for sitting on IRC all the time?
Maybe naked pictures, not of me.
Yeah.
I think Rodent sends her naked pictures.
I don't send her.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought that was the gift. Maybe it's A-Freak.
Do y'all have a big cyber sex group on your network?
No. At least I've never seen
it. Cyber 2600 cyber sex channel?
Yeah.
I would go nowhere near that channel. I would never even info it.
Exactly.
Bunny might be sitting in there.
No. That channel would be scary.
I mean,
I don't even know where to go with that one. How do you hack a vagina? I can't figure it out. I can't get in it.
There's signs throughout the conference for that kind of thing, though.
What?
Yeah, wasn't there a talk yesterday or today about that?
It says time and place to be announced. I don't know what the deal is.
On hacking a vagina?
Yeah.
Just a vagina?
Just the vagina.
Well,
there was
a penis?
Talk last night that we went to that pretty much involved hacking a vagina at one point.
Oh, really?
Yes. our guy, he goes, he has the most horriblest nick. It's Sand Nigger.
Oh, yeah.
He even recently said, he's like, man, I need to change my nick.
Yeah.
So, anyways, me and him, he had submitted, half jokingly, but...
Oh, baby.
He did submit a talk to this year, but it wasn't accepted, but it was hacking women for fun and profit.
Wasn't it
social engineering, you know, women.
Didn't
for
he
fun
get
and profit.
On like late night one of our dead times where he was playing a bunch of music last year for Radio Satellite? Didn't he hop on?
Yeah, and there's a picture coming? Of him.
It was one of the times I was out at the bar getting drunk, but I was thinking that he had, was on there for quite a while. And yeah, I just thought of something. Your talk's next, isn't it?
No, I already did my talk yesterday.
No, not talk. Talk for Radio Statler.
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. I thought you were coming here to rip, like, trying to get us all to do it. I can't remember everybody's schedule.
No, I got drunk last night.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to come in here and be like, oh, since you're all here, you guys can just do our talk. Because he's doing a show, A Freak is, for Radio Statler and has no idea what he's going to do.
Nope.
You have any idea yet?
Oh, it's on Classic Gaming.
Yeah, Classic Gaming.
Yay.
So, that's...
Race Fury's joining me.
Oh, he's here?
Yeah.
Why don't we get him over here? I don't think I've ever met the guy.
I don't know where he is.
He's a good friend of mine. He's a really interesting guy.
I've never met the guy.
Yeah.
I don't hear the Asian I've met at this conference so far, too.
What's he look like?
Asian?
Is he the one with the crazy, like, blue blonde hair?
No.
Oh. Did you see that one? That hair?
No.
Yesterday was awesome.
I probably saw him, but everything's a blur.
Oh. Maybe you should drink a little less. You need to remember.
No, I did not drink as much as Rogue Clown, though.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one.
Yeah.
Is she still sleeping? Probably.
I haven't seen her, so I will presume so.
We know she's alive, right? Like, breathing and stuff?
I hope so.
Okay. Who else is here? Oh, Mr. Resistor's running around.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's here. He came in from Japan.
Yeah, I kind of heard.
If we had enough time, I'd text him and tell him to get his ass here, but we got like 9 minutes to whatever's on next.
Oh,
we'll just hijack 10 a.m. tomorrow. Block.
You can hijack a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But we're almost done. So
I don't remember even what's next anyways.
If anyone's listening, you can get on irc.2600.net.
And, oh, we have a live show.
He'll do a channel list and find whatever you're interested in. So the biggest complaint that I think I've had overall when there is an abuse going on is just people asking questions on how to use ChanServe and how to use the services.
You know what the biggest thing I get for being an op is I get lots of random messages of people trying to like hit on me and be my friend so I can give them ops. They get on there and say hi, and I say hi, and they're like, how are you? I'm okay.
They think that you're there to cyber.
Buddy.
They literally, it's like a 3-sentence thing. They're like, hi, and I'm like, what? Because half the time I'm just useless. And they're like, how are you? Whatever. Can I have ops? No. Please, kick.
Do they get the point?
No, they'll come back and ask someone else. But that's all I get. Like, I don't know if it's just because I have the female name. Maybe they just get me first. I don't know. Maybe Lindsay would be able to help me out with that one. Or if they do this equally to everybody who has a dot by their name.
No. It's because of your neck.
Because my what?
It's because of your neck.
Funny.
I thought you said my neck. I'm like, what's my neck got
to
do with
it? Because they want to bite it. They're like, I saw your pictures.
That's true. I get pinged, right? You know, when someone says my name. Every once in a while, I get pinged from the 2600 channel, and people are talking about me, saying they went off and found my pictures. And it's funny, because it's like they don't ever think I'm watching. I just let it go. And I walk away. I'm like, whatever. I think it's hilarious, because I'm like, I'm right here, guys.
But you get a... You never say it's Spanish, right? The name Adios.
Adios mio.
Thank you.
Say it with us. Adios mio.
Adios mio.
Adios mio. Means, oh my God.
So, like, who else is running around here?
Is it just, he's on, are you, is he on the second floor? Because I think he is. I saw him earlier.
I can't remember who else is running around. Well, Pan's running around.
Yeah, I invited him, too. Most of the people weren't awake. Like, I got here, and these guys are just waking up.
Guess maybe I should have thought about that. Maybe we shouldn't have an IRC talk early in the morning.
Oh, I'm FTP from Sleekless Network, Oceanus.
Yeah. He's the one that's, like, powering Radio Statler.
Yeah. The bandwidth.
Sweet.
So, is the phone lines fixed, or...
Have you doodled yet?
Alright, I already put my name on the wall last night.
Okay. The phone lines better be fixed. They need to be fixed.
Yeah, why don't people just like flood the phone lines and maybe we'll get one question brought in to us at least?
They must be shutting them down pretty hard out there because they like call once and like, I'm not going to call back unless it's ready.
Why to me? Well, last night...
My feelings are hurt.
Last night when we had the PLA show, I just said fuck it and grabbed my cell phone and gave him my Google Voice number. That might have been a bad idea.
By the way, why is that like not on? That's supposed to be the... Or is it actually still webcamming?
Who knows?
It was before.
No.
You have to push the
Yeah, it's supposed to be on. So, like, we need to keep it so the webcam.
Oh. Well, look at that.
That's an empty channel.
Oh, we're back on Ustream.
Yay.
Are we actually live?
Probably set that not to suspend.
Yeah, might be a good idea.
But it's hard to get to those Apple preferences.
Hey, look.
To, like,
you gotta go, like.
Look, I got.
I can't see because there's a big gigantic microphone in my way.
I got a big ad on the wall. Awesome.
So no, I didn't fill mine in.
So has that been streaming the entire time, or did when it goes to fading out, does it actually kill the stream?
It kills it because look.
Yeah, because the little light comes on when the webcam.
So
note to self.
Let me.
Someone
fix that. We have five viewers.
Someone fix the references. Link it real quick for the last 5 minutes. We can all wave at him on a webcam.
What's the web address for that? Is it on the radio.hope.net?
It's somewhere in one of the Radio Statler channels. You'd find the link. I don't remember what stop I named them all. But it looks very scary. We're all very black with this red light behind us.
It's pretty awesome.
Kind of like Amsterdam.
All right. Maybe now? Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
You guys are in, like, the good spot. You can't actually be seen on the camera.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Like, you can do hand tricks and, like, make hand puppets and stuff.
Yeah, we should probably put a link to that on the Statler site.
Well, it's somewhere. Well, I think Stop A kept changing it. Like, there's been a few different ones. Because I think he was changing the name. Because, like, the first one we had was for, like, computer out there, and he had a different name. Then he moved it in here, and he had a different name. Then he had it out there last night for the concert, and he had a different name. So I'm like, just pick one. Stick with it.
So I think that's the biggest complaint is people not knowing how to use... Yeah, exactly. And so it takes them...
Do you have, like, a documentation site? Or?
Well, you can just do /help on...
Yeah, I mean, like, pretty much it's an easy way because you can always do the message chain serve help,
yep.
And Nick serve help, bot serve help, all of it. I mean, you just hit help.
And some people just don't even know that you can do that. Yeah. So once they see that and they're like, oh, okay, and then...
Somebody that hasn't touched a computer in the last 5 years has no idea what, a command line argument.
And then from there, it's either, like, trolls or... the occasional bots that attack a specific channel or... but even still, it's just people not knowing how to, like, set up auto bans and, to tweak in the flooding and
how
stuff.
How do I register my name?
Yeah.
I want to keep
or my
this
channel.
Name.
And how do I get Sid in my channel? He bites people a lot.
I loved it a couple weeks ago when you got kick banned by Sid.
He keeps me in check. Even me. I'm not held above the rules at all, you know? So
he's looking for someone to bite.
He is right now. He's just...
I think he got FTP a little while ago.
We should have had him up here in my lap.
Oh, I think we're back on the air.
What happened?
I think we had a WBAI moment or whatever it is.
Oh, we are back on the air.
What the hell?
I don't know what that was.
Did someone just, like, trip over the power or something?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, what was it? I just heard out there.
Something fell and screeching.
It sounded like a Segway.
I thought it was like a firecracker going off.
No, that was like...
Maybe they crashed into the booth again.
And then some dude laying on the ground going, I love Segways!
I got into an accident yesterday coming here. I was in a taxi, and we were turning on to, I think it was like 35th Street. A guy having a seizure in a Mercedes hit it, plowed right in the back of us.
Oh, wow.
What the
hell?
Crazy.
Yeah, like, it was insane.
Was this some old guy?
It was in his 50s. I mean, you know, it was either a seizure or a heart attack. It was kind of hard to, like, figure out, like, what's going on.
Wow.
So that's my crash
story. That was uplifting. Thanks.
What?
That was uplifting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel great.
you want to go get in a cab right now.
I think we have, 2 minutes left? Not even?
And we have 162 listeners.
What?
They just need to keep listening once 2600net is off the air.
Maybe we should run a pledge drive real quick.
Yeah, really. Maybe.
Why are you always thinking money, man? It's like...
Well, fuck that. We're in a capitalist society. What do you expect?
So, is that something I can get on my phone?
Yeah.
Where do I go to get it?
I'll tell you.
Are you left-handed, by the way?
Off the air. Secrets.
You're not left-handed, right?
No.
I'm ambidextrous. Okay.
Making sure.
That count?
I just like pushing buttons with my left hand.
I'm
left-handed. You got a problem with that?
No, he has an iPhone 4G.
No?
iPhone 4. Yeah.
Yeah?
Stupid iPhone. Stop
with
talking
their,
about
it. Great intelligent antenna design. I hear testing.
Do we have phones? Hi, testing.
We have phones.